奥昌Swami为我们讲解圣典博雅坛第十一篇第七章，主 Krishna 教导 Uddhava， 敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Okay. Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava.
So in 11th canon, chapter 7,
The text number 41?
40.
40, okay. Thank you. Nama Om Vishnu. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Pristaya Bhutame. Jimate Bhakti Vedanta. Amen. Ite Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Pristaya. Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Saraswati Devi Puranane Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyatari Asyasya Dvaisatarine Vanshakalpa, Trubhyascha, Kripa, Sundhubhya, Evacha, Patitanam, Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namaha. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 7, Text Number 40. Are you hearing me alright?
正点不叫耳谈第十一篇七章十节四十。
Vishaye Svabhishan Yogi Nanadharme Shisarvata Guna Dosha Japa Tatma Na Visajeta Vayuvat. Vishaye Svabhishan YogiNana Dharma Shusarvata Guna Dosha Vipete Ma Na Visajeta Vayuvat Vishayesha Avishanyogi Nana Dharma Shusarvata Guna Dosha Vipete Ma Na Visajeta Vayuvat Vishayesha AvishanyogiNana Dharmeshu Sarvata Guna Dosha Yavetatma Na Visajeta Vayuvat. Okay, well, word for word. Vishayeshu. In contact with material objects.
和物质对象接触。
Avishan. Entering.
进入
Yogi, one who has attained self-control.
一个已经真达了自我控制的人
Nana Dharmeshu, which have different varieties of qualities.
拥有不同的品、各种各样的品质
Dosha and faults.
Sarvita 一个人他已经超越了
Person who has transcended not should not become entangled
不应当纠缠于
Vayuvat like the wind
像风
Translation. Even a transcendentalist is surrounded by innumerable material objects which possess good and bad qualities. However, one who has transcended material good and evil should not become entangled even when in contact with material objects. Rather, he should act like the wind.
Even, 甚至超人主义者也被无数优劣不等的物质对象围绕。然而，也应超越物质善恶的人，即使接触物质对象，也不该纠缠于其中，而应该像风一样行事。
要是 purport The wind is the external manifestation of air, whereas prana is the internal manifestation. When the wind passes over waterfalls, it carries sprinkles of clear water, and this becomes most refreshing. Sometimes the wind blows through beautiful forests, carrying the fragrances of fruits and flowers. Other times the wind may feel a fire that burns the same forest to ashes.
风是空气的外在展示， prana 是空气的内在展示。每当风掠过瀑布，夹杂着水珠，让人神清气爽。有时风吹过美丽的森林，带着水果和鲜花的芳香。有时强风使火焰越演越烈，把同一片森林烧成灰烬。
The wind, however, being fixed in its own nature, remains neutral in both its auspicious and inauspicious activity. Similarly, within this material world, we will inevitably face both pleasing and disgusting situations. If, however, we remain fixed in Krishna consciousness, we will not be disturbed by the inauspicious, nor will we become attached to the materially auspicious. In the course of his spiritual duties, a devotee sometimes finds himself chanting Hare Krishna in the beautiful country atmosphere, sometimes in another city. In both cases, the devotee fixes his mind on Krishna and experiences transcendental bliss.
然而由于风本处于自身的本性中，所以在它吉祥和不吉祥的活动中始终保持中立。同样，在这物质世界，我们不可避免遭遇令人高兴和厌恶的处境，但是如果我们忍处 Krishna 知觉中，就不会因为不幸而焦灼不安，也不会依附物质的吉祥。奉献者在履行灵性职责中，有时发现自己在美丽的田园风光中唱诵 Hare Krishna， 有时发现自己在地狱般的都市中做同样的一件事。在两种情况中，奉献者都会全神贯注于主 Krishna， 体验超然的喜乐。
Although the wind passes through the most dark and foreboding places, the wind is not frightened or disturbed.Similarly, a devotee of Krishna should not be fearful or anxious, even when attached, even in the most difficult situation. One who is attached to materially pleasing forms, tastes, smells, sounds, and touches will also be repelled by the opposite in each category.Thus, finding himself surrounded by innumerable good and bad things, the materialist is constantly disturbed.
虽然风吹过最黑暗可怕的地方，却不会惊恐不安。同样，主 Krishna 的奉献者不该恐惧焦虑，即便处境无比艰难。依附各种悦人的物质形体、味道、气味、声音和触摸感的人，也会对每样不悦人心意的东西感到厌恶。因此，物质主义者看到自己被物质善恶重重包裹，会惶惶不可终日。
When the wind blows in many directions at once, the atmosphere becomes agitated. Similarly, if the mind is constantly attracted and repelled by material objects, there will be such mental disturbance.And it will be not possible to think of the absolute truth. Therefore, one should learn from the blowing wind the art of moving through the world without attachment.
每当狂风肆虐，气氛就变得不安起来。同样，如果心意恒常迷恋和厌恶物质对象，心意又会浮躁不安，不能想着绝对真理。因此，人该学习风虽吹遍物质世界，却无所依附的巧妙艺术。
Okay, we'll cover that in a minute. The next verse is also about the wind, but first we'll just, the next verse covers a lot of things I was going to say. So we'll do 41 also. I'll just read it in the English. Although self-realized soul may live in various material bodies while in this world experiencing their various qualities, he is never entangled just as the wind which carries various aromas does not actually mix with him.
一文虽然觉悟了自我的灵魂或许处在各种物质躯体中生活在这世上经历各种物质躯体的品质和职责但它永不受束缚就像携带各种芳香的风实际上不与香味混合在一起
Although we experience the wind as fragrant and foul, depending on the aromas it carries, the wind does not in fact change its actual nature. Similarly, although we regard a particular person as strong or weak, intelligent or retarded, beautiful or homely, good or bad, the pure spirit soul, who is the actual person, does not really possess any of these qualities of the body, but is merely covered by them. Just as the wind was covered by different aromas.
虽然我们体验到风根据所携带的各种气味发散出香气或恶臭，但实际上风不改变其真实本性。同样，虽然我们认为某人强壮或羸弱、聪明或愚钝、面容俊俏或相貌平平、善良或邪恶，但纯粹的灵魂即真我，事实上丝毫没有物质躯体的诸多属性，而只是为这些属性覆盖罢了，俨如风被各种气味掩蔽。
Thus, a Krishna-conscious person is always aware that he is different from the temporary body. He experiences the various transformations of the body, such as childhood, adolescence, adulthood, and old age. But although he experiences the pains, pleasure, qualities, and functions of the body, a Krishna-conscious person never thinks that he is the body. He always understands that he is an eternal spirit soul. Part
and parcel of Lord Krishna. 尽管他体验到躯体的各种痛苦、快乐、属性和机能，具有Krishna知觉的人却从不认为自己就是躯体，他始终了解自己是永恒的灵魂，主 Krishna 的碎片部分。
Yogi is not entangled. Conclusion is that one should never consider a Krishna conscious person in terms of bodily designation, but should see him as an eternal servitor of the Lord.
正如本师姐所说，那Yogi他不受束缚。总之，绝不要以躯体名号来。 认为具有 Krishna 知觉的人，而应该把他看成是主的永恒仆人。
Okay, Om Gana Tamiranda Shaganandranashana Kaya Yaksam Militanina Tasmai Shri Gurave Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutami Swayam Rupa Padramayam Dadati Swa Padanti Kam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sajajat Sahagana Lalita Vishaka Anvitam Shri Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Uti Namaste Namaste Yadasati Veda Gauravani Pichari Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desvatata Manohavanyaya Krishna Prema Vidayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namingo Trishayana Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Nishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari. So Krishna says Deno Svindita Deye Kumaram Yoga. The soul is always changing bodies.
Shri Krishna said, "Deha nasmi yatha deha." Mingkun zong zai gai bian de qu ti.
From birth to childhood, to boyhood, to girlhood, to youth, to young person, old person, and finally leaving the body.
从出生到童年到青少年从年轻到老年之后离开躯体
That's normally called death. And so some people understand death means a change of body.
离开躯体又被称为死亡 有的人明白这只不过是改变躯体而已
But most people don't understand that we're constantly changing the body. It's not growing, it's changing.
大部分人不明白我们在不断地改变躯体。它并不是生长,而是改变躯体。
We say growing up, but it's actually changing bodies.
我们说是长大,实际上是改变躯体。
Even mundane science now, I think they say every two, because so many cells die constantly in every place. So after 2 years, everything is different than 2 years ago. All those are gone. But we're still seeing the same.
即便世俗科学家们，他们也承认，细胞每分钟都在出生和死亡。 两年之后, 所有的身体的细胞都已经不再是以前的细胞了。
But we can understand that, you know, this body that I have now is completely different than the one when I was a baby. Anyone can understand that, even if they're 10 years old.
但还是同一个人, 每个人都知道, 我现在的躯体跟现在小时候的躯体不一样了。 就是,10岁的小孩子也能明白。
it's changing. From inside the womb, it starts out to be a very tiny thing and then grows into a body and comes out a baby.
就在母亲的子宫的时候，是非常小的一个细胞。之后从母亲的子宫当中出来，它有一个躯体。
Might be a baby elephant or a baby giraffe or a baby anything.
有可能是小的大象，也可能是小长颈鹿，或者是任何的生物。
And this is, you know, people don't think of it as a miracle more than any other so-called miracle ever.
人们并不把这当成奇迹，实际上呢，就比起任何其他的奇迹来说，这是最了不起的奇迹。
But we can remember I'm the same person, you know. We can look back and see our childhood pictures or our YouTube pictures, and, you know, we're the same person.
但是我们都记住，我们都是还是同一个人。当我们回顾一下童年时候的照片，我们看到我们自己还是那一个人，同样的人。
But the body is different. It's just life. And just moving from one body to another.
但只是躯体变化了而已。从一个躯体变成了另一个躯体。
Now for devotees and for many people, if they had the Buddhist training or many traditions, that's, they know that. It's simple.
对于奉献者，或者是佛教徒，或者是受过训练的，他们就知道这一点。
But mostly we don't apply it fully because we're living as if we are the body, attached to the body too much.
但是我们并没有将这门知识用于实践，加以实践。我们的生活就好像我们就是这个躯体一样，而且我们过于依附这个躯体。
I had an interesting experience many years ago in America.
我几年之前在美国有一个很有意思的体验。
I was in Los Angeles and the devotee said, would you like to go to a university program?
当时我在洛杉矶。
I said, yes, of course.
奉献者邀请我去大学做一个活动，然后我就一口答应了。
This class was not an ordinary student.
但这个参来听课的不是普通学生。
Students are usually young people. Students are usually young, you know.、Right?
对，一般学生的年纪都不大。
This was a class. There were older people that just wanted to study more.
而这次。坐在下面听讲的都是你上了年纪的学生，他们是来学习的。
So it's supposed to be something about religion, I guess.
我猜呢，可能他们就是抱着有宗教体验来的。
So you know, I knew they knew nothing about Hare Krishna. So.And trying to speak the most simple basic thing, just like I was just saying, about how we change bodies. Now, for any devotee, yes, of course, that's, you know, anybody knows that.
我知道这些人他们都从来没听说过 Hare Krishna, 所以我就讲述了最简单的原则道理。就像我刚才所说的躯体的变化，奉献者就会表示赞同，是的，就是这么回事。
So these people were, you know, educated, but they were all Christians.
这次来听课的呢都是受过教育的、他们是基督徒。
So I spoke like this, so simple, and you're not the body.
所以我就 简短的就说、我们不是这个躯体。
And so the comment was, where did you learn all this? This is so wonderful. What university did you go to?
下面的学生呢就开始评论说您是从哪儿学到的，你上的是哪个大学。
So you know I was surprised because you know they're just such basic knowledge that they never heard of before.
我对他们的评论感到吃惊，因为这已经是最基础的知识了，而他们却从未听过。
They, you know, they had, maybe they heard you're not the body, but they never heard it explained. How do you understand that?
也许他们知道自己不是这个躯体，但是他们从没听过这些解释，详细的解释。
So here in these focus, there's some good examples. Easy to understand.
所以在这些师节当中就是非常好的一个例子。
So like some we may experience it, the wind can blow through a bad smelling place, a garbage heap or the back of the KFC or something, and it smells really bad, the wind stinks.
我们都有这种体验，当风吹拂过一个垃圾堆或者是吹过一个洞穴的时候，那个风的气味就很难闻。
But it's not the wind, the wind is just pushing that bad smell. It can also, the same wind can blow over a beautiful flower garden and carry the smell over to you and the beautiful flowers.
但这只是风在推动那个气味而已，正如风有可能吹拂过一个美丽的花园，携带着花香。
If it blows over a nice lake or something, it'll be a cool breeze, fresh.
当风吹拂过湖面的时候，就携带着凉爽的清风，清新的气味儿。
But here it's very nice, so that, you know, and so that in the material world, everything has good and bad qualities, including people.
在这里就说，在物质世界，一切都拥有好或者是坏的品质，恶劣的品质，包括人。
And that's an important point, that every person, even devotees, we all have good and bad qualities, and sometimes the good ones are prominent, sometimes the bad ones.
不仅仅是人，作为奉献者也都各有好或者坏的品质，有时候好品质占上风，有时候坏品质占上风。
But then what I think is good, you may think is bad. Different people have different idea what's good and bad, so it has no real value.
但是不同的人对于好坏的标准都有自己的看法，所以这些好坏的标准没有什么价值。
Still there?
Yes.
Somebody is trying to call me. So the wind also, you know, it can blow over, you know, but it doesn't become attached. It's like we don't become attached.For real devotees.
但是当风吹拂过某个地方的时候，不会依附这个地方。一个真正的奉献者，他也没有无所依附。
We shouldn't become entangled in, material objects. Utilize them for, serving Krishna, and that's all.
我们不应该跟物质的对象纠缠不清，而应该将之用来服务 Krishna， 仅此而已。
Because everything.Material will come and go. It's created and destroyed.
因为一切都是来了又走，一切是被创造出来，又最终归于毁灭。
Even our body, or especially our body, is temporary. Not going to last forever.
尤其是这具躯体，它只是一个短暂的、临时的躯体。
So we should not be too attached to it, take care of it so that we can use it for Krishna's service. But we also know that at any minute we can have to leave and go away.
We should not be too attached to it, take care of it so that we can use it for Krishna's service. But we also know that at any minute we can have to leave and go away. We are not this body.每一分钟都可能离开这个躯体走了。
So the wind, if it's a nice breeze, a cool breeze on a hot day, we love the wind. Fresh.
所以在炎炎夏日，当风吹过的是凉爽的清风的时候，我们都特别喜欢。
Like yesterday, I went to the beach and the wind was very strong. But it's hot sun, and so that wind feels really good, and the air is so clean and full of energy. This wind is so nice.
昨天我去了海滩，昨天是炎炎烈日，所以海风是非常强烈的，空气非常新鲜，这空气携带着能使人恢复精力的那个能量。
But I've also been in times in the winter when the wind was so strong and so cold, you couldn't even stand in one place, and when you're just blowing, you have to run. So then you think, no, the wind is not nice. It's just in a different condition, that's all.
但我也经历过寒冷的冬日，冷风刺骨，人都站立不住，恨不得那风能把人吹跑。这个时候呢，这种风好像就是不好的风一样。但我们知道，这只不过是不同的境况而已。
The wind is the wind, but in different times.According, we like it or we don't like it. If it's a tornado or a typhoon or a hurricane, then the wind becomes very dangerous.
就根据不同的时间，我们就对它有了不同的喜好。当有骤风或者台风的时候，这时候这种风很危险。
And like now where I am, it's very strong wind and everyone is flying kites. Look in the sky and there's hundreds of kites.
现在呢就是一个放风筝的季节，就天空上就有上百个风筝。
So they're very happy. They all let the wind blow. They love it because they can fly their kite.
放风筝的人就喜欢有风，他们就可以把风筝放得高高的。
Or if you hang up your clothes outside, they will dry very quickly.
如果把衣服晾在户外，风就会很快把衣服晾吹干。
But we don't want to come attached. If sometimes the wind stops, or if it becomes too strong, we won't like it.
但我们不应该依附。有的时候风会停止。
So, devotee, you know, we may be in a place where everything is nice and everybody is chanting. Sometimes, other times we're in a place not so nice. Too hot or too cold.
奉献者有时候会在一个很好的地方唱诵，有时候呢又会有在一个不好的地方过冷或者过热。
But we just want to carry on. Always the same, just chanting Hare Krishna. Remembering Krishna and trying to serve Krishna.
我们只想继续自己的一如既往的做该做的事情，唱诵 Hare Krishna, 做服务。
So,ideas, try to be like the wind. You know, the material nature can teach us so many lessons if we look at it properly.
要点就是要像风那样，物质自然可以教会我们这么多的道理，只要我们以正确的视角来看待它。
So we can always remember Krishna without getting attached to the external circumstances.
我们应当永远记住 Krishna, 而不依赖于外部的条件。
But the air is moving, and there's many inside the body. We have the prana, qi.
在身体内的风被称为 prana, 气。
And there's many different kinds of air moving inside the body.
在体内流动着不同种类的气。
There's five kinds of air that the soul is floating on.
灵魂漂浮在五种气体上面。
Soul is not touching the body, you know, the flesh or anything. It's floating on these airs.
灵魂并不与肌肉接触。而是漂浮在气上面。
Prana and apana, bayana.
Be sure prana, apana, bayana, 等等。
Samana and udana.
Samana, udana.
So,In real yoga, it's not just twisting the body, but controlling these areas.
真正的瑜伽并不是将身体扭来扭去的，而是控制了身体的气体。
So these are different functions of the prana vayu. The apana vayu goes down.
这些气都有不同的功能，有上行气、下行气。
Vayana vayu shrinks and expands.
还有扩张气。
Samana vayu adjusts your equilibrium.
还有收缩气，还有平衡气。
And Udana vayu goes upward.
还有上行气。
So yogis learn to control the breath. We control the breath in bhakti yoga by using it to chant the holy name. It takes air. Hare Krishna, right? You have to breathe in, breathe out Hare Krishna.
奉献者通过 bhakti 唱诵圣名来控制气体，吸气的时候 唱 Hare Krishna， 呼气的时候 Hare Krishna。
So, we're depending on the air pervades everything.
气变成万有。
It's quite amazing how much. So when we pass air downwards, it's called apana. It helps to clear out, the air in the body.And air in the stomach helps to digest. Sometimes, that's called samana. In the Sanskrit, they have names for everything.
有时候呢，这个气体它从这个肠道当中呢排气，会排气。还有的时候呢，在胃当中会有消化的打嗝的气体。所以每一种气体都有各自的名称，就梵文词很精确。
And then there's other more subtle errors, not only these gross ones.
而且不仅仅有这些粗糙的气体，还有精微的气体。
The naga air opens the eyes.
睁眼也是一种气体的作用。
And what increases the appetite is called the Krikara air.
帮助身体增加消化的气体就叫这个梵文词。
And there's the Kurma air. Another air helps relaxation and yawning.
还有帮助我们放松的就是打哈欠的，这也是一种气体。
That's called the Devadatta air.
梵文词叫 Devadatta 空气。
And then there's the Dhananjaya air that helps to maintain everything.
还有 Dhananjaya 空气是维系着一切的气体。
They're all generated from the heart, from the soul. The soul is all, the energy is all the soul. But in the material body, these airs have to be manipulated around.
这些气体都是灵魂，从灵魂那里来的，是从心脏发出的。因为我们必须要操控这些物质。
Okay, so the point is, our pranayama is we breathe in and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Use that air for chanting only.
所以我们的 pranayama, 我们的呼气法是能吸气的时候唱 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
And, of course, pure air is very nice, but nowadays, there's so much pollution everywhere.
纯净的空气是受人欢迎的，但是当今年代呢，污染，到处都是污染。
And that polluted air will disturb the mind, cause diseases.
这种受到污染的空气会打扰心意，使人导致生病。
So we need to somehow find clean air and get an air filter and somehow mask.
所以我们就需要空气净化剂、空气清新剂，还需要戴口罩。
That's going a little bit beyond the basic idea that the wind, the air, is moving here and there, but not attached.
所以那个就有点超过就是这个主题了，但是主旨就是风，它是无所依附的。
So we are moving through the material, we have to move through pleasing situations and displeasing situations go.
我们在这个物质世界就不停地穿行，有的时候经历的是宜人悦人的环境，有的时候是令人不悦的环境。
And we think that we should just move through them and not get attached. Do our duty of trying to serve Krishna.
关键是我们应该穿越这些环境，而不应该依赖这些环境，履行自己的职责，服务 Krishna。
Okay, so let's see how the questions are going.
接下来是
ask questions on that particular subject, but mostly devotees have many other questions.
欢迎提出是跟这本课有关的主题的问题，大部分问奉献者问的都是无关的问题。有问题。第一个问题是，陈哲发布的。感谢亲爱的麻辣翻译主持。恐惧焦虑，来自哪里？来自于对曲解的认同吗？为什么会有恐惧和焦虑呢？为什么会有恐惧和焦虑？Rajendra Prabhu asked,
okay.
Oh, thank you, Maharaj. Where does anxiety and fearfulness come from? Does it come from identification with the body? Why there should be anxiety and fearful?
Because we're identifying with temporary things. There's always an anxiety that we're going to lose those things.
我们认同于这个短暂的事物，就害怕失去它。He further asked how to overcome this anxiety and fearful. Is that we shouldn't identify with the body?
Yeah, we have to identify with the soul. We know we're indestructible and eternal, and all these things are not affected by the external. The body is affected.
是的，就是我们应该与灵魂的身份认同，灵魂是不可毁灭的，永恒的，无论躯体怎么改变，灵魂都不变。Another question, 一个未启迪的新人对圣名的情感并不那么浓厚，有时候也会在念诵流泪，是否是物质的情感呢？So if a new faculty who hasn't been initiated, there are not so much attachment to the Holy Name or feeling to the Holy Name, but sometimes when he chants, there will be tears coming out. Is it a material sentiment?
That's a good question. If it's, you know, if someone's just, you know, hearing the Holy Name and liking it so much and feeling so good, then I don't think it's material. It's some special mercy. That's the way we always think of it, as some kind of really special mercy.
但有人听了圣名，他喜欢圣名，他就有了感受，这个是特殊的仁慈，我不认为这是物质的。
Because you know, there's so many statements about if someone tears come in the eyes when they're chanting, very auspicious.
有很多就是经典里有很多的这种说法，当唱诵的时候有眼泪流出来是非常吉祥的。
I can't remember the exact verses. There's one about if Lord Chaitanya, if Lord Nishananda sees someone with a tear in their eye chanting Gauranga or something, then you know, that's just like Lord Nishananda will give so much mercy.
我不记得是哪一个诗节里就说到，当就柴达尼亚朱米提安南达看到谁念诵的时候眼中流下了泪水，这个是朱尼提安南达呢就会特别的给他特殊的仁慈。
I always thought that when the Chinese people have tears when they're chanting, something special, maybe from their past life or whatever it is. And there's no more certain thing.
我看见呢，就是有中国人，当他们念唱诵的时候呢，眼里头就冒着泪花。这可能是这是来自于他们上一世的，就是。上一世的体验。
Okay.
这样的回答可以吗？好吧，下一个问题。Radhananda, Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜敬爱的圣姑 Deva。经典中说，天空中有50种风，有的风给人感觉很美。有的就比较可怕，非常可怕，比如说飓风、龙卷风、台风。请问，风是物质世界独有的吗？灵性世界中也会有风吗？Radhananda, Hare Krishna, obeisance to you, dear Srila Gurudev. In scripture said, in the sky there are 50 kind of wind. Some wind is very beautiful. Some are very terrible, like, like just now you mentioned in the class. My question that is this wind only in the material world. Are there any wind in the spiritual world?
In the spiritual world, yeah, there's no typhoon or anything like that. There's cooling, refreshing breezes, and the spiritual world is full of beautiful flowers and fruits, and so wind will always have a nice smell.
灵性世界没有台风，灵性世界只有凉爽的清风。因为灵异世界那里的花 充满了美丽的鲜花和水果，都空气呢是非常好闻的。
And something the devotees ask about spiritual world, Prabhupada said, you find out when you get there.
每次当奉献者就提出有关灵性世界的问题的时候，帕帕德的回答是：你去有灵性世界就知道了。
OK。
好，那我们看下一个问题。幸运星，感恩 Gurudev 精彩的讲课。灵魂，也就是我，在身体的气上漂浮吗？那我离开躯体时，我不就随风飘走了吗？Thank you, Maharaj, for your wonderful lecture. The soul that is me, afloated in the air inside the body. When I leave my body, then I will flow away with the wind.
No, it's carried by the mind. It comes out of the body by the airs in the body. So that's why the yogi, they work their consciousness up until it goes to the top of their head, and then the soul can leave that way through the hole in the top of their head.
不是您说的这样子的，就当灵魂离开躯体的时候，是被心意携带着走了，The first sentence that the mind will carry away the soul by the air?
Somehow, not by the normal air that the wind blowing outside.
不是那个，就是外面吹拂的那种空气气体，不是被那种气体携带走的。是
because it's so subtle that we can't really understand exactly how it works.
Is it carried away by the mind or by the air?
According to the mind, it's carried to the next destination. Exactly how it's carried, I'm not sure.
Okay.所以根据就是一个人临死的时候，那个灵魂，他临死的时候，他的心意状态，他就被携带到下一个躯体当中。马尔说他也，他不能具体的来讲到底是具体是一个怎样的一个过程。就因此瑜伽师呢会有意的将这个体内的气体就提升到头盖骨，从那个头盖骨天门那儿出去。
So the soul is subtle, it's not going to be, carried away by the gross wind and just blown anywhere here and there by accident. Somehow carried, by the super soul, because he knows the desires of the soul and the super soul.carries it to the next body.
灵魂是精微的，不会被这个粗糙的空气给吹来吹去的，不会被偶然吹过的风给带走。超灵，他知道灵魂的欲望会将灵魂带到下一个躯体当中。
All right, so.These kind of things, we because we're gross, we can't know exactly. In fact, I heard they're not even sure how an airplane can fly, but they can fly them. So.
所以就是灵魂是精微的，而因为我们现在是处在这种粗糙的感官，还有所谓这个，就是我们现在的这个境是一种粗糙，所以我们不知道这具体的细微的这种情况，甚至我们也不知道飞机是怎么在天上飞行的。
All right, so it's a little too scientific for me. But the super soul takes care of it. Exactly how, you know, because the mind can travel, you know, so fast, but the soul even faster.
所以这个问题对我来说它的科学性太强了，但是超灵它知道一切，心意它旅行的速度非常快，然而灵魂旅行的速度比心意还要快。
Nobody can measure the speed of the mind.
这个心意的速度没人能测量心的速度。
OK。
好，那我们看下一个问题。
刀剑。You know, you can't say how the mind travels. You know, it's not on the air because it's much faster than the air.
我没法说这蜥蜴到底是怎么旅行的，因为蜥蜴的速度特别快，蜥蜴不是乘着空气旅行的。好，那我们来看下个问题。高级顶拜古尔莲花族乌达瓦讲完博加瓦坛是去巴追嘎什还是回归灵世界了呢？Obeisance to Lotus Feet of Guru. After Uddhava spoke Bhagavatam, did he go to Bhaji Gashram or go back to spiritual world?
What?
After UddhavaAfter Uddhava spoke Bhagavatam, the questions that after Uddhava spoke Bhagavatam, did he go to Vajikasham or go to spiritual world? I guess it's after Uddhava heard about Bhagavatam.
Well, Uddhava, he spoke the Uddhava Gita.He spoke to the gopis. That was one time before. Then he heard, you know, Krishna's last instructions. And then Krishna told him to go to Bhadrik Ashram and teach the sadhus there because he hadn't had time to go there. And so then Krishna told him after that he'll go to the spiritual world.
Uddhava,他在很久以前跟那些勾体们讲过Uddhava Gita。 在最后的时候，因为主 Krishna 没有时间，所以当主 Krishna 跟 Uddhava 讲述完教导完 Uddhava 之后，他就告诉 Uddhava 让他去 Bhadrikasham 教导那里的 Sadhu， 因为这时候他没有时间了。在这之后，乌德瓦他回归了灵性世界。
OK。
好，那我们看下。
乌德瓦 is always with Krishna. He is a very intimate associate.
Uddhava 是总是跟 Krishna 在一起，他是 Krishna 的亲密的同游。好，那我们看下个问题。
I don't know exactly the timing. I just know that Krishna told him, you know, you stay in the material world for some time because I want you to go to Bhadrik Ashram and teach. You know, but I just thought, you.
Know. 我不知道具体他待了多久。他在物质世界是主 Krishna 命令乌德娃在物质世界停留一段时所以当乌德瓦就是去了巴迪克阿刷分享了所有这些教导之后回归了灵性世界。
But then Uddhava is always in the spiritual world because he's totally absorbed in thinking of Krishna, Krishna, and thinking of the gopis and wanting to be and be around them.
乌德瓦他实际上是一直在灵性世界的，因为他一直专注于 Krishna， 专注于那名姑娘身上，他一直在想着温达文。So, if he thinks about Krishna and Gopi and Vrindavan, he is in the spiritual world, right?
Yeah, that's the spiritual world to be thinking of Krishna. It doesn't matter physically where someone is, if they're in such a high level of consciousness.
哦，就是不管他的物，就是他的躯体是在哪里，就只要他是一直专注于 Krishna Gopi Vrindavan 的，他的知觉就是灵性世界的知觉，非常崇高的知觉。地球上的文达文国库拉跟灵性世界的狗洛克是一样的，但是因为我们的知觉不纯粹，我们自己不纯粹，我们看到的就是土啊什么的。好，那我们看下一个问题。 阿依灵会顾艳敏顶拜咕噜，谢谢，请问咕噜，由于疫情影响很难见到林老师，可以通过托听吗？A basic to Gurudev, because now it's due to this coronavirus, it's very difficult to see spiritual master face to face. Can I take shot of spiritual master by internet?
Yes, by just chanting Hare Krishna, by just following the instructions of the Guru.
可以通过唱诵 Hare Krishna, 通过遵守Guru的训谕。
That's how you associate with the Guru.
这就是跟Guru联谊的方法。
Okay, that's the thing, that association of the Guru, in the very beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, spiritual master lives forever and his followers live with him. That's how we associate with the Guru. You can be in anywhere in the world, but if you're following the orders of the Guru, then you're associated with him.
在圣殿摩迦拉坛这个飞叶的地方，圣帕拉说过，林老师他永远活着，而他永远通过他的教导活着，而他的追随者也跟他同在，所以不管在世界上的任何地方，只要是遵守林老师的命令，就是在跟林老师联谊。
It's Krishna's mercy. It's not a material connection, it's spiritual.
这是 Krishna 的仁慈，这不是物质的联系。
Like devotee asked Prabhupada once. He said, as long as we're chanting, we're together. If we're both chanting, we're together. You don't have to be in the same car with me, the same house, the same room.
This is Daoji said that she wishes that gurus can live a long life as that of Lord Brahma and can save the world.
Well, we can't stay in the body that long. We should.Wish that we can carry on the mission of the Guru and that we can inspire others to take it up also.
我们希望就是能够就是继续 Guru 的使命，并且激励别人也能够继承这个推动着 Guru 的使命。
Okay.
好，can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. So some devotee said that, like apartment, if there's no one living in the apartment, there will be ghost living in the room. Is this statement right?
Might be. I don't think it's absolutely.
Possibly. Even if someone's living, it can be ghosts.
But now they are all the temples. 我先翻一下，就是我刚才我的问题就是说，我听说有的奉献说，就是人不住鬼住，有这种说法吗？妈妈的回答是说，有可能，但不是绝对的。那即便是人住的房间里，有可能也有鬼住。Okay. Now there's a question from, 波平浪静。吃肉是一种罪恶，吃酱油、醋等食物不是作恶，为什么不提倡？对修行有影响吗？比如说，巧克力有咖啡因，麻痹神经，不适合吃。但有门徒因为不吃也吃，有门徒因为咕噜不吃也不吃，真正标准到底是什么？So meat eating is a sin, but soybean juice, vinegar is not eating that kind of food is not sinful. Why we don't advocate? What's the influence to our practice? For example, chocolate have there are caffeine in the chocolate can influence the nerves. It's not suitable for eating, but some disciples, because their guru eat it, their disciple also eat it, but some disciples, because their guru don't eat it, they will not eat it. So what's the true genuine standard?
Well, I don't know. That's a difficult one. I don't think there's any guru who eats it regularly, day by every day, maybe once in a while.
我不知道，我有的顾他不会是天天吃，他只是过一段时间吃上一次。
One time GBC made a statement that it's not recommended to eat chocolate because different chemicals that are in it, and there were so many devotees complaining about that and all the upset and so many things that.GBC removed it. I said, okay, you're on your own. Prabhupada did say coffee and tea. He didn't specifically say chocolate at that time. So.
有一次 GBC 就下了一个文件，就禁止奉献者食用巧克力。因为巧克力有很多的化学品在里头，但是就下了这个文件之后，有很多奉献者就抱怨，感到非常不安。就自从这之后呢 ，GBC 又撤销了这个决议，就说那你们就随你们去吧。帕帕当时只是说了不要食用咖啡和茶，当时并没有说提到巧克力。
Okay.
好，那我们来看下一个。波平浪静，灵性导师想。
Difficult questions, very hard to answer.
这个问题很难。
Like you said, some eat it, you know, it can become addictive, you know, people.They can't, if they don't get chocolate every day, they go crazy. They get frustrated. And most of the chocolate, you know, like if you buy chocolate in the shop, it's mostly sugar and many things, other things. Pure cocoa is very bitter taste, and people really like that. That can be medicinal in very small doses.
Some people吃巧克力，但他可能会上瘾，哪天他要不吃了，他就觉得特别沮丧，就会发狂。 大部分巧克力呢，它只不过是由糖还有别的一些成分组成的。真正的纯的巧克力是很苦的，人们就不会喜欢吃。大部分巧克力的，只有很少量的这种真正的纯的，有可可在里头。
Okay, so it's not like a major question. Detail.
这个问题呢，不是大问题，只是细节问题。那么看下个问题：波平浪静，灵性导师想要寻找门徒的愿望，比我们想找到灵性导师的愿望强得多吗？ So, is the desire to search disciple from the spiritual master is greater than our desire to search a spiritual master?
Can you repeat that one?
No, the question is that, the spiritual master is very eager to search to search for a disciple. This desire is much greater than a disciple's desire to find out the spiritual master. He asked whether is it the desire from the spiritual master is greater than the disciple.
I don't know. If a disciple means he already has a spiritual master, he doesn't have to search him. He's already a disciple. Right?
我不知道. 那如果门徒他已经有灵性导师了, 他就不需要再去寻找了呀。
Spiritual master and all devotees, they should always be looking for people to become devotees. Maybe not, but not my disciple. My disciple, well, I want to become a devotee, maybe serve Krishna.
灵导师他是寻找的是，人们怎么能变成奉献者，而不是一味着想着。 的门徒就是我的门徒，他只是希想让人们去成为奉献者，成为 Krishna.
So that's something I don't know exactly what you mean by it. I don't know if it's the question is mixed up or it's very hard to translate.
I think that if you want to express, is it? That's a literary translating.
What's that?
Boping Lang Jin, in the mountain, in the Taurus Mountain, you will miss your talk. Oh, okay. This devotee asked that. Okay, I think you have basically answered the question.
Yeah.
And now, the literary translation is that the desire, the spiritual master's desire to search a disciple, is it greater than
we want to find out the spiritual master, the desire of
well, like I said, I don't know, you know, the spiritual master is looking to teach people to love Krishna, not necessarily just to get a disciple.
Krishna，林导师并不急切地想要去收门徒。
A disciple it means he has a spiritual master, but sometimes someone's a so-called disciple, they don't have very much a desire to serve or to surrender. They just wanted to get it, you know, for some social reason or whatever, you know, someone may. Then they're not really disciple. Disciple means discipline.
有的门徒呢，他们虽然有灵性导师，但他们并没有真正的臣服和服务，他只是出于一种社会的原因，他接受了灵性导师。门徒的意思，就英文里头，这个disciple和discipline这两个词是有联系的，就是约束和纪律。
Okay, so I'm not exactly sure why the person's asking such a question.
我也不知道您为什么问这个问题。
But I'll mention again, we're still asking all the devotees to make as intense and prayers as possible for Bhaktivinoda Swami. Dedicate your chanting and whatever you do. Pray to Krishna that we can keep in with us.
我们再次请求就是奉献者们，为 Bhakti Charuswami 就把你们的念诵服务，就给 Bhakti Charuswami。
想着巴提查鲁萨米。那？Yeah.
A little small question. I heard that some devotees said that the whole day, 24 hours, can be divided to the time in the mode of goodness, the time in the mode of passion, and the time in the mode of ignorance. Like in the morning is the time in the mode of goodness, the noontime is passion, and in the evening is ignorance. Is it right or wrong?
That's right, but it's not like 100%. It means more prominent.
刚才的问题就是
Every morning is more goodness because most people are sleeping and there's no big disturbance. So. 所以 so it's peaceful for chanting.
我的问题就是说，我听说这一天这24小时可以分为一个善良形态的时间段、激情时间的时间段，还有愚昧时间段，是不是这样？男二回答就说，是的，但是。 就是有的就特别显著，就比如说 早晨的善良形态的，因为大部分人清晨呢，大部分人在睡觉，所以那时候就是平和的，不受干扰的，可以念诵。
I remember one time, we were in Rajamandala Purkama, and so it was in Mathura very early in the morning, we started walking.
我记得有一次我们参加那 Rajamandala Parikram 的时候，我们当时在 Mathura 就很早的时候我们就开始走了 Parikram。
It was before sunrise, and the road was empty, and everything was quiet.
在太阳日出之前，道路呢空旷，一切都很安静宁静。
And the sun came up, and then almost instantly, there was me, 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 you know, and everything crazy. People start running around, and then it gets passionate.
然后那个太阳日一出来，然后马上那个。道路上就是这种那个车的那个喇叭声音，然后跑来跑去的，就是马上就是那种情欲的形态。
But it's possible for devotees, you know, they can rise above it.
但是奉献者是有可能超越的。
And then in the night.In the evening, if, you know, people
are... Hi, Krishna, everyone. We'd like to...
Drinking more and, you know, all kinds of favorite things.
从晚上呢，人们可能会喝酒啊什么的。
All right. So, basically, that's true, but nothing's 100% ever in the material world. It's just a mode of goodness. Like Bhagavad Gita says...Sometimes the mode of goodness is prominent, sometimes the mode of passion, sometimes the mode of ignorance. It's always changing.
就是基本上是这样的，但是呢，就像薄伽梵歌里头说的，有的时候就是善良形态占显著地位，有的时候激情形态占显著地位，有时候是愚昧形态占显著地位，但不是百分之百的。
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we're going pretty fast. Any more comments?
The comments is that Harivamsa Das, 我感受到了在 ICU 的不容易。我父亲昨天才转出 ICU. Harivamsa Das said that.I also experienced it's very difficult for Bhaktisar Swami is in the ICU. My father yesterday just came out of ICU. And Kripanavasala Dasi and Harvansa Das and the devotee, they all pray this way for Bhaktisar Swami's safety.
Yeah, thank you. You know, Krishna can do anything.Jayapitakamaraj was in the ICU for months.
Krishna 是可以做，可以无所不，办不到的，没有什么做不到的。Jayapitakamaraj 在 ICU 待了一个月。
But, and now he's getting better all the time. So, we never know. We're not these bodies, are we?
So, we don't know what will happen.
Yeah, so that's it.
That's all, Mara.
That's all?
Let me finish with the statement.
Yeah.
Okay. 那乃坤的知音服务员聆听，非常感谢，感谢，Kalchan Swami
给我们带来精彩讲课，也感谢大家提出的这个好的问题。祝大家过一个非常有 Krishna 知觉的一个夜晚。Hare Krishna。
Okay。
Sunday Maharaj.
Okay, thank you very much.